Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning, the final day of winter, the final full day of winter. Tomorrow, the spring equinox, right? Yeah, spring equinox comes in and we will make the transition. But it's been pretty spring-like the last few days. Nice weather, nice warm weather. I was able to go out a couple times over the weekend and didn't even wear a jacket, which was nice. I went out Friday on my bicycle Friday afternoon, went down the path here, went down the other side toward Mattapoisett. I'd never gone down that way and was just wearing a sweatshirt. So yeah, times are, the season's changing. One thing that I did just see on the Channel 12 news that I have on the TV here in the studio is that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be in Rhode Island tomorrow. He's going to be checking out what's going on with the Washington Bridge. But I don't think he's going to be happy with what he finds out. That they're going to need a brand new bridge, $250 million to $300 million. Come on. And they need it. They need it quickly. It's not going to happen quickly. It's going to take a couple of years, but they can't wait around for this financing, for this funding for it. Anyway, if you missed the news earlier today, congratulations to the Wareham boys basketball team. Back-to-back Division IV state championships. They beat Bourne yesterday to become only the third South Coast team in history to win back-to-back titles. New Bedford High won two straight from 1992 to 1993 and 93 to 94 under coach Ed Rodericks, who is now the athletic director at Wareham High School. And Fairhaven captured back-to-back titles 1949 to 1950 and 1950 to 1951. So, and of course, this is from the great reporting from Laurie Loss at southcoasttoday.com. But that means it's been 30 years since the team went back-to-back. And before that, it had been 40 years since the team had gone back-to-back. So this is not a common thing here on the South Coast. So congratulations to Wareham on the Division IV state championship for the second straight year. They ended up beating Old Rochester. Beating Bourne, rather. We'll get into the Old Rochester score in a moment. But they beat Bourne, their rival, by a score of 86-71 behind 25 points from A.J. Lopes, 19 points from freshman Amari Rose, 15 points from Aaron Cody, 12 points from Antoine Crossan. And then on Saturday, yes, Old Rochester playing in the Division III state championship against Charlestown. They fell short 61-40. But it was still a great season for the Old Rochester Bulldogs. Of course, we also have the story, the breaking story on Saturday, thanks to the tip from Ward 3 counselor Sean Oliver, that Ollie's is coming to New Bedford. They're moving into the former Shaw's on Fieldstone Marketplace on Kings Highway. And no matter what you might feel about Ollie's, no matter what you might feel about another discount store coming to New Bedford, obviously, there is a need for it. We got a lot of positive comments under the story on Facebook, on WBSM's Facebook page, on Fun 107's Facebook page. I also did a Facebook Live on each page when I was down there as they were putting up the sign and put those out as reels. And all the comments that are coming in on all those different posts are overwhelmingly in support of there being an Ollie's in New Bedford. People are excited about this. People who travel to Seekonk or travel to Plymouth to go to these are excited about it being here in New Bedford. And there was certainly far more people who were excited about it coming here than there were the people who were complaining. Another discount store, another junk store, another place that's just going to be dirty and gross. Well, they pride themselves on not being dirty and gross. And it has some spiritual connections to Building 19. Because when Building 19 went bankrupt in 2013 and the stores closed, the stores that were remaining closed, including New Bedford, a few years later, Ollie's made its move into New England for the first time and took over some of those old Building 19 sites and named it Ollie's at Building 19. They knew that it was beneficial to them to keep that Building 19 DNA. And so they purchased the trademarks and are able to use the slogan "Good Stuff Cheap." They already had a business model and a marketing model similar to that of Building 19 because they looked at what Building 19 had been doing since the 1960s and said, hey, let's do that. It was one of the inspirational sources for it when they started in 1982. And so it's had that DNA within it. And so now it's going to be like Building 19 coming back for those who miss it, except not the same. And one of the quotes from one of the leaders of Ollie's when it opened in another location in Massachusetts a few years back was, it's going to be a lot like Building 19, only a hell of a lot cleaner. I didn't really find Building 19 to be all that dirty. The New Bedford one was cluttered, but I wouldn't have called it dirty. I mean, yeah, you know, the floors could use a sweeping and all that kind of stuff, but I wasn't like blowing dust off of things I was trying to buy. And the Hingham one, where I went to the most growing up, I always found to be clean. But maybe my idea of clean is different than yours. Maybe, you know, being a kid, having a messy room, your mom and dad say, clean your room, and you say, it is clean. No, it's not. Maybe you have a different concept of what clean is. But the bottom line is, Ollie's prides itself on being a discount store that is cleaner, that is brighter, that is a place where you can go and shop and not be skeeved out. And I went through the current circular, you know, just some of the deals that I mentioned, you know, Black Rifle Coffee, the individual cans, which sell for $3 or $4 when you buy them out of the refrigerator at Cumberland Farms or something. They're selling 12 packs for $3.99. So 34 cents a can. Prime, which if you have a preteen or a teenager in your house, they're probably constantly drinking Prime. It's a energy drink that's like they call it a hydration drink. It's flavored water. And of course, it's, you know, trendy because of Logan Paul and all the social media influence of it and all that. You go to the store, you know, those are $2 or $3 a piece. You know, usually you can get them 2 for $5. They're selling a 24-pack for $19.99. So these are just some of the items. Scott's Grass Seed, the 7-pound bag, sells for $40 in the stores. At Ollie's, $22.99. You want to get yourself a new air fryer / power grill / toaster oven with that was put out by Emeril. It's not $165. It's $69.99. So again, just some of the items that they have in the latest Ollie's circular. Dixie plates, 50 count, $2.99. Those are $7-$8 for a 50 count in the stores because they're the Dixie plates, the, you know, the heavier plates. Again, I'm just looking through, just doing a little shopping here. But certainly you will see it and you'll feel like, wow, this is very much like Building 19. It has the same look, the same feel in their advertising. The one thing I noticed though is the Ollie circular is in color. I used to actually take the Building 19 circular when I was a kid and I would color it in with crayons. I looked at it, it was kind of like a coloring book that came in the paper every week. And my dad and my mom were both in the newspaper business and the circulation end. So we always had the Sunday circulars, and the Building 19 one was one that I always looked forward to reading. Even though I was, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old, I wasn't going to be going shopping on my own. I certainly didn't have money to buy things. I just liked to look through it and see some of the funny jokes because all of the items in there, they for the most part, they found a way to make some sort of funny joke. It was like a Mad Magazine, only for shopping. And of course, people remember it for the free coffee. I still say they had hot dogs at Building 19. I'm waiting for somebody to call up and confirm if that was true. I seem to remember there being a roller with hot dogs. You can get a hot dog for 50 cents. If I'm right, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know. 508-996-0500. Or you can send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. We were talking in the last hour, though, about the folks who are not happy that there's another discount store coming in to New Bedford, that they wish that it was a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's or a Hobby Lobby or some of these other stores that we don't get in this area. And there's a reason for that. They don't want to come here because they don't feel the demographic is here that would shop in their stores and it would be a loss for them. And stores don't operate on the whole idea of, well, just build one and try it and see what happens. People will go there if you build it and they try it for the first time. That's not how they operate. They go where they know that they would have a guaranteed share of the market. And I was talking about Starbucks as an example of something that we thought wouldn't want to come to this area, but has started to make inroads here and has had success. DSY says Starbucks in Dartmouth does well across from Home Depot and the new one in Wareham. Yes, those both do very well. The New Bedford one does pretty well. It remains to be seen how the Fairhaven one will do. It's not going to open till at least another year and a half, I believe. We were told fall of 2025. Or maybe I have that wrong. Maybe it's fall of 24. I don't know. I'd have to look it back up. Barry had a story about it. But still, we're a little while off from that coming in. But we're seeing expansion of business. The sign's been up where they're putting in the new Mirasol's Cafe in Fairhaven. We saw Chipotle come in Fairhaven. They seem to be doing pretty well. I'm not a fan, so I haven't been there. I had it for the first time when they opened, and you know, it was pretty good, but I just didn't feel like it was something. I don't really like Mexican food. I do, but like not enough to eat it in the middle of the day. So there's certainly a lot happening from an economic perspective, but the most important part of this story is that a vacant building that has been vacant since, from what I understand, is 2011, now has new life coming into it, with not only Ollie's, but also Restaurant Depot rumored to be moving in. Other stores possibly eyeing that plaza. It's coming back to life. And part of the reason it's coming back to life, as the counselors all addressed in the story that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, is they know that that train being there will be bringing people into that area. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You're right about that, is that most of these companies have their own rollout plan, and they look pretty much at the numbers. So, like, Starbucks can pretty much go anywhere because someone can afford to spend a little more on a coffee kind of thing because the ticket item's so low. But when you're looking at Whole Foods, they're going to be in these centrally urban areas, you know, Cambridge, Providence, wherever, and they're not going to take the risk on a broader market like in New Bedford or Fall River. It's not how they do their rollout. So, I mean, it's a lot due to demographics and money, and they don't want to take the risk. I don't know if you remember in Fall River, there was a super Walmart that was opened, and then right next door was the store that's owned by Walmart?
Sam's Club?
Sam's, yeah. Well, they had the Sam's open for like 6 to 9 months, and then they closed it. I put a whole gigantic store open in Fall River, and then they closed it. It's just, I think that they misread what they were doing, and they immediately closed it. And Amazon does the same thing. Amazon will open distribution centers, but they've moved a lot, like 20% of them. They've moved because they realized they were in the wrong place or it didn't work out or whatever. So luckily the one up here at Fall River hasn't moved, but other ones have. So anyway.
I do think you're right with it comes to Starbucks, because most people that are going there are buying one or two things. It's different, and so if you're paying a little bit more for those one or two things, it's not of a big deal as if you're going to a supermarket and filling up a cart and now paying a couple more dollars for everything that's in that cart makes a big difference. But I also, I don't see a lot of people that leave this area to go to a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's to make it seem like it would be worth having one here. It's not like they're far away. I mean, you can drive 35 minutes and get to one.
No, it's definitely a shopping experience because they have probably the largest salad bar ever, but you can walk out of there with like a $45 salad. So it is expensive. They bring a lot together, and it's like the Starbucks of shopping or food shopping. But I think there's a lot of other stores that could come in and, with or without the train. But, I think there's a lot of other opportunities for sure. So bottom line is there's a large populace in New Bedford, and it's an issue of them paying attention to that. Whether people have a ton of money or don't have a ton of money to shop, still, if you have a lot of traffic, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You as well. And we're going to take a break here, but 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
I'm not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut.
Well, it sounds like John McRae there, the lead singer of Cake, could use some bourbon therapy. Bourbon therapy is coming to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. Now through March 30th, if you purchase a raffle ticket, you have a chance to purchase one of four special reserve bottles. Tickets are $20, and all proceeds benefit the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. Four winners will be drawn during the Bourbon Therapy event that's happening at Stevie's on Saturday, March 30th, as the crew from Keeping It Neat will be at the special in-house tasting with various vendors. And if you purchase a bottle of Wheatley vodka, you automatically get a raffle ticket. So these raffle tickets, which are on sale now through March 30th, for $20 each, give you a chance at possibly buying one of four special reserve bottles. These are very hard-to-get bourbons that collectors crave, whether it be to put on their shelf or to actually drink. So you can get your tickets now for $20, and you get a raffle ticket automatically when you buy Wheatley Vodka, and all proceeds benefit the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. But on March 30th, that's the big day. Go on by for Bourbon Therapy with Keeping It Neat, a special in-house tasting with various vendors happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. For more information, visit Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. All right, well, we can continue talking about Ollie's coming to New Bedford and the discount store success in the city versus getting some of these other higher-end stores to come in. But again, as I keep reiterating, the important thing is an empty building. The Shaw's has been empty for over a decade, and now something is moving in. Two things are moving in, supposedly. So we're looking at life coming back to the Fieldstone Marketplace Plaza. What do you think about that? 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls right after we get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Benjamin Netanyahu reacts to Chuck Schumer's criticism. North Korea fires more missiles, and an animated film tops the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Israeli Prime Minister is speaking out against Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the Israeli government. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the majority of Israelis support the country's approach to the war against Hamas.
If Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me. He's opposing the people of Israel.
Netanyahu added that it's totally inappropriate for Schumer to call for a replacement of Israeli leadership. Schumer last week called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace as the civilian death toll in Gaza continues to rise. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking, how much more do Americans have to see before they reject Donald Trump for president?
Praising Hitler, praising the Russians, honestly, condemning our soldiers for losing or dying in war. You wouldn't even allow him in your house, much less in the White House.
That's the question she raised during an interview with CNN State of the Union on Sunday, adding that there's something wrong here. Her comments come after Trump, during a rally in Ohio, said it would be a, quote, bloodbath for U.S. auto industry and the country if he's not elected president in November. Five states will hold their presidential primaries on Tuesday. Scott Carr with more.
Candidates Donald Trump and President Joe Biden both already have enough delegates to clinch their party's respective nominations, but will be looking to increase their numbers of delegates in Kansas, Arizona, and Florida. Ohio and Illinois will also be holding their state and congressional primaries. Reports say President Biden may also be competing with some uncommitted voters who may cast protest votes against U.S. military aid to Israel. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
North Korea is lobbing more missiles into the sea. South Korea's military reports the missile was fired Monday morning local time. Japan's Coast Guard also confirmed the launch and announced the missile had fallen. The missile launch also coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. Blinken was attending a conference on advancing democracy held by President Yoon Suk-yeol. Marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. Marriage rates dropped when COVID hit, and in 2020, there were only 1.6 million marriages nationwide. And Poe the Dragon Warrior's toughest opponent may actually be a science fiction movie. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in the weekend box office. Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters, while Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The New Bedford Half Marathon brought thousands to the city on St. Patrick's Day. 26-year-old Grant O'Connor of Connecticut came in first at 1 hour, 4 minutes, 43 seconds. Anna Oser of Brookline was the top female finisher, 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds. The Celtics beat the Washington Wizards 130-104 on Sunday. They're home to play the Detroit Pistons tonight at 7:30. The Red Sox play the Minnesota Twins at spring training today at 1. And the Bruins host the Ottawa Senators at TD Garden on Tuesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Good to be with you this morning. Temperature around 40, cloudy skies. They will be decreasing as we head into the afternoon, giving way to mostly sunny skies. Temperature climbing into the mid-50s overnight tonight, mostly clear mid-30s. Tomorrow, we'll continue to enjoy plenty of sunshine in the mid-40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I'm not a huge Counting Crows fan, but I love that song. And that's probably how a lot of you are feeling today. If you were out celebrating St. Patrick's Day yesterday, I think most people probably took care of that Friday or Saturday night. But if you tried to be a traditionalist and did it on Sunday, well, maybe you're just waking up. Maybe you're just hanging around today. And if you are hanging around on Saturday, this coming Saturday coming up, if you're hanging around, come on by Aldi in the Dartmouth Mall, because we'll be taking donations for our Spring Hunger Heroes food drop along with the United Way of Greater New Bedford. We want to make sure that school kids that are on school vacation week coming up in April don't go hungry during that week. So many kids are dependent on school to be their meals, to be their snacks, to be their lunch, their breakfast. And so the United Way wants to make sure that they can feed these kids during school vacation week. So that's why we're asking you to bring donations of items like macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, granola bars, cereal, fruit cups, things that would make for good lunches and snacks for school kids. You can see a complete list of all the items we're looking for at unitedwayofgnb.org. You can also go to wbsm.com and click on the Hunger Heroes tab at the top. But again, it's a food drop, so you don't even need to get out of the car. Just pull up and tell us the bags are in the back seat. Pop the trunk. Tell us the bags are in the trunk. We'll take them out for you. You don't even have to get out of the car. We make it nice and easy for you. Just drive through, drop off, keep going. Or if you don't have anything to donate, you can go into Aldi and they'll have it all set up right next to the register and you can purchase the items there. You can also go on the Hunger Heroes page on Amazon and make a donation that way as well. So come on by and donate this coming Saturday, March 23rd. We'll be at the Aldi parking lot of the Dartmouth Mall from 10 a.m. to noon. Come on by and say hi to the WBSM folks and the Fun 107 folks and everybody from the United Way of Greater New Bedford and all the great kids that they have that donate their time to helping out. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, IZ Schwartz, Carefree Homes, and Mediterranean Fine Foods, the producers of Amaral Sausage. So looking forward to seeing a lot of you out there for the food drop on Saturday. So Aldi is a store that has come into this area. We have the Dartmouth one, the Wareham one. It's had success because it offers things at a discount price, at a lower price. That's what works in this area. That's why we have so many Dollar Trees and Family Dollars and Dollar Generals and things like that, because the people in this area live on a budget. And if they can save a few bucks by going to one of those places, they're going to do so. Now, sometimes the idea of saving money is, well, it's almost like along the same lines of shrinkflation, where we're complaining about how you're paying more or the same for getting less of an item. It's a little bit along those lines. You might be going into a Dollar Tree or Family Dollar and getting a smaller version of the name brand thing you were going to buy. But instead of having to have, you know, $15 or $20 to get a big bottle of Tide when you go to the store, you can get a smaller bottle of Tide for, you know, $5.99. And yeah, it might be cheaper to go to the store and get that $20 bottle than you might save more in the long run. But unfortunately, you don't have the money in the budget until the next paycheck to do that. So rather than spend $20 on the Tide and then having to not get something else, you can get a $5 bottle or $6 bottle of Tide and still have some money left over to pick up some other things that you need. And that is why people go to a lot of these stores. And then, of course, there's off-brand things that are usually just as good as some of these other items. So, I went to Aldi last week before after I left the dentist, and I got a couple cans of sardines. You know, I've got to eat a lot of protein, so I was like, I'll get some sardines. And I mean, I'm not kissing anybody, so it's okay to eat sardines, right? So 99 cents for a can of sardines as opposed to, you know, $2.69 in the supermarket. And when I opened up the can of sardines, I was like, there's more sardines in this can than I would have gotten in one of the nearly $3 ones in the store. So it's all about smart shopping, and that's why, you know, people are excited about this Ollie's coming in, is it gives you another opportunity to get the same items that you would like to buy in a regular retail store, but just save a little bit. And you might be getting, you know, last year, they have Under Armour shirts for women in the circular. I forget how much those were. Give me a second, I'll tell you. Under Armour women's short sleeve button down Henley, $12.99 each. Compared with the regular price of $55. Now, you might say, well, I mean, Under Armour is a name brand. Do you have to wear Under Armour? Well, if you work in a place that doesn't have heat, if you're working in a factory, if you're working in one of the fish houses, if you're working in the ice house, if you're working in a place where the temperature gets a little cold, you want to have a layer of Under Armour under your clothes because it helps keep in your body heat and keeps you warm. But you can't afford to pay $55 just for a shirt. And you probably need a few shirts because you're going to need them for work. But you go to a place like, and do you think the people that go to Ollie's and buy those care that they were last year's style? They're not wearing them to be fashionable. They're wearing them to be warm. By the way, if you can get Under Armour, it really does make a difference. As somebody who had to cover a lot of cold weather games, it does help. So I would suggest that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who will frequent this store every day. It will be busy. As opposed to, you know, if it was a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods, that just wouldn't have had the volume of business there. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Yeah.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We still have time remaining if you want to call in and chime in. And then, of course, we will have South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy, followed by Bill O'Reilly and then Barry Richard. I don't think you'll mind me saying it because it's on Facebook. The birthday boy, Barry Richard. So you can call in and wish him a happy birthday later. But we were talking about this Ollie's coming into New Bedford and what would work in New Bedford and what wouldn't work in New Bedford. And Silence Duguid in New Bedford sent in an app chat message saying, "Hi, Tim. With the high cost of eyeglasses, Warby Parker would probably do well in this area. The closest locations are Mansfield and Providence." I've never been into a Warby Parker, but I've seen a lot of their commercials and some of their stuff online. And yeah, that could really be something that would help people with the cost of eyeglasses. I think a lot of folks around here, you know, that do have insurance, you go to the eye doctor and they show you what glasses insurance will cover. And you say, I don't see any of those looking good on my face. And so you try to find, you know, the next available thing, and you're dealing with something where, you know, you're jumping up in price $200 all of a sudden. So I think that, you know, having affordable discount eyeglasses for people would be very helpful. I know when I go, for years I was just like, just give me whatever the insurance will cover. But as, you know, times have changed and I don't want to wear wire-framed glasses anymore, and I don't want round glasses anymore, and all the stuff that I had over the years, I, you know, have to pay a little bit more. But what I've also realized is I'd like to have another pair. I'd like to have a backup pair. I'd like to have a pair of prescription sunglasses, because I don't want to have the transition lenses. I've just heard bad things from people that have gotten them and said, yeah, they just transition at the wrong time. So I wanted to get, you know, more glasses, prescription sunglasses, and then you're paying full price. So having something like a Warby Parker, I think, where you can actually go and try them on and see how they look, would be beneficial for people. I think there's a lot of discount type places that would help in this area. And that's what you're going to see come in more so than a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's that obviously have no interest in coming here because they would have been here by now. And it's not just a New Bedford thing. So don't take it as a slight that Trader Joe's says, well, we don't want to go to New Bedford. It's not that at all, because they don't want to go to Dartmouth. They don't want to go to Fairhaven. They don't want to go to Fall River when they built the brand new South Coast Marketplace. These are places that, you know, businesses that thrive where there is a higher per capita income than what we have here. And that's just the nature of it. That's all. Don't be offended by it. Don't be upset about it. That's just how it is. If you want to shop at one of those, you might have to drive 40 minutes. There's a Whole Foods, I think, in Patriot Place. Or is it a Trader Joe's? One of the two is in Patriot Place. There's one in Hyannis. I don't know where the other ones are, but those are the ones that I've been into. There's a Whole Foods in Bellingham. I know that because I have a friend that lives there and I drive by it when I go to his house. So there's enough in those areas to support them, but just not enough here. So again, don't be offended you're not getting it. It's just the nature of it. Jim in Dartmouth sends in an app chat message. Harbor Freight would do well here. It's in Fall River, Wareham, Raynham, Seekonk. Why not New Bedford? Well, I think you might have answered the question there, Jim. Because if there is one in Fall River, Wareham, Raynham, Seekonk, you know, maybe the way that they are triangulating this, New Bedford wouldn't fit into that. Because you got to keep in mind their strategies and where they build these stores. It's not like they want to put one in every town. It's not, these stores aren't Dunkin' where you can have one on every corner and they'll all be fine. These are stores where they look at how distant one is from another. And so that's why New Bedford might have been skipped over. It might not be because of any other reason other than that. Although I've heard they were looking at Fairhaven. I don't know if that's true. Another thing too is, you know, everybody's always like, well, I want a Chick-fil-A to come in or a Sonic to come in. Well, those also have distances between their stores. So that's a big part of it too. Now, as we are turning the corner here, tomorrow will be spring will arrive. This is the last full day of winter. So as you're getting closer to spring and we're thinking about Easter, well, it's that time of year where you can get sweetbread with 1 to 4 eggs baked inside, or get a single one with one egg. It's Easter, and it's always a special time of year. And what makes it even more special are the delights that come out of the ovens at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop is taking orders for Easter this year, and they are baking all of your favorites. Nadas, those perfect Portuguese custard cups, lemon cream cake, carrot cake, pies. So turn off the oven and stop in and pick up some of their outrageous European pastries, some of their fresh-made tuna and chicken salad in containers ready to make your sandwiches for the family, as well as their delicious casserole that's pulled rather than chunks, and, of course, their pops baked fresh daily. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. They will be open on Easter Sunday from 5 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. First come while supplies last. I've got to take one final break here, and then we'll try to squeeze in some calls if we have time. We'll be back in a few. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in. I'm going to ask everybody to be really quick. We'll try and squeeze in the two calls that are here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a Harbor Freight next to the Ollie's in Plymouth. So that would be funny if they did a Harbor Freight next to this Ollie's down here.
Yeah, I mean, I think people might be interested in it. They just might have that, you know, that plan of we only build stores, you know, so distant from another store.
Right, right. And it was clean in Plymouth, what, the times I went in. So I think it's great. It's a job opportunity for everybody.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for the call. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
And let's see here. We've got about a minute and a half left. What's on your mind?
So I heard you and Steve talking before about, you know, grocery stores and going into certain areas. And I wasn't sure if you guys were talking about Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
What kind of both?
You've been to both. What's that?
Kind of both of them, yeah.
Well, have you been to both?
I know I've definitely been to Trader Joe's. I can't remember if I've been to a Whole Foods before.
Because to me, it's they're very different in terms of cost and what areas, you know, they would do well in. Whole Foods is definitely probably not going to be, you know, in the demographic in this area. They're definitely more expensive, and they consider themselves a high-end, more expensive than any typical grocery store. Trader Joe's, on the other hand, way less expensive than a typical run to a grocery store. They don't have everything, but they have some good stuff. And it's very inexpensive. Sometimes the people that make a trip up towards Gillette Stadium or Hyannis, I think those are the two closest ones. If you're going to do a big shopping, you save a lot. They have a lot of good prices. And I know numerous people have tried to get them to come to this area.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.